All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank and Habbo here in studio. We've got Ben on the line from Chesterfield with a question or comment right before we go to Coach Boland. So, Ben, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, I wanted to just ask a couple questions about John Tenuta. I was really excited when we got him as defensive coordinator, and just a couple of things. I'm not sure. I know he went to UVA when he played, and I know he was the defensive coordinator, you know, at some, you know, highly regarded teams, but I couldn't recall which one of those was. So a couple of questions. You know, when did he play UVA, and can you guys recall, you know, let's say the best team that he was the defensive coordinator? Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Ben. All right. Real quickly, John Tenuta played at Virginia in the mid to late 70s. He married a former UVA basketball player, Dory Gamble, who was in school with me.
He graduated in 1980.
There you go. He was the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and NC State off the top of my head.
We'll accept that. That's not bad for recall.
There's two or three others. I think he is trying to do the best he can. I think the problem this year is, unfortunately, he lost all his linebackers, his rush end in Eli Harold, and he lost a second-team All-American at safety in Anthony Harris. So it's pretty hard to replace all those great players off of one team. But I think they're going to get better this year. They just had too hard a non-conference schedule. All right, let's move on to tennis. And I'm really excited to bring Coach Brian Boland on the air. We wanted Coach Boland to be on tonight to give him a chance to sort of preview the coming season for the Wahoos. After all, they did win their second national championship. They won their 11th ACC title. They've won something like 136 straight ACC dual matches. And, you know, essentially one of the best tennis coaches in the entire nation. So without further ado, Coach Boland, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Frank and Jim. Good to be here. I appreciate it.
I guess first question, where did he put all that hardware?
Well, we're working on that, to be honest. That's a good problem to have. And right now we're focused on the putting up the two big trophies that we have from 2013 and 2015. We have good spots for them, but we're working on the rest of them. But, again, that's a great problem to have.
I notice you got five guys playing in the ITA All-American Championships. Talk a little bit about those championships and the players who were out there, I think at the University of Tulsa is where they're playing at, right?
Yeah, we actually sent four out there, decided not to send one at the last minute, although it was published otherwise. So, yeah, the guys started today, had some great wins. I know Max Deisinger beat one of the top players from SMU. And then, of course, Luca Quarantelli beat one of North Carolina's top three players. So it's a good start to the qualifying. And then Ty will go in on Wednesday to start getting ready for the main draw. And the rest of the guys will be playing a professional event in Houston, and they'll be leaving at the end of the week. So a lot going on, and we're excited about where we're at.
You know, this weekend I read, I believe, that Treat Huey had a breakthrough win, didn't he?
He did. He's won two consecutive ATP 250s in a row. He's moving his way up back into the top 10 or 15 in the world, which is a big step for him. He's gone through a number of different partners over the course of the last 6 months, but he's had some great runs, as has Dom Inglot, who, as you might know, made the semis of the U.S. Open with a young man named Lindstedt from Norway. So, again, he's playing some great tennis, and I'm excited for our former players. Some that's still out there battling. And there's, you know, Sanam Singh just won a pro event. And, of course, our current player, Ryan Shane, just won a professional event out in California and had some great wins out there. And then his teammate, Colin Altamirano, made a quarter and a semi. So the guys are really playing at an incredibly high level. I love this team. I couldn't be more excited.
Well, you've got to be excited looking at the players returning on your roster this year. I mean, top to bottom, you have a lot to work with. First off, Colin Altamirano, who was on our show, I believe, last June, sounds like such a wonderful young man. And he was playing number three last year, right?
Yeah, he was. And he won the under-18 national championship in the age of 17 and has had experience playing in the Grand Slam of the U.S. Open and was one of the best juniors in the world before he came here and had a great freshman year, of course, helping us win a national championship, something that will be one of his greatest tennis memories. And he returned this year and did a great job over the summer, spent some time playing some pro events in the early half of the summer in the U.S. and then went to Italy for 6 weeks and played. And he made a few $15,000 semifinals, which is a huge advancement for him in his career where he's at, and he continues to play well throughout the fall. I'm really proud of his progress. And what you're right. You're right when you say what a wonderful young man. And I feel that way about all our guys. I'm having more fun coaching now than I have in 20 years. And quite frankly, that's because of the maturity and discipline and professionalism that the guys bring day in and day out. They have so much pride to wear the orange and blue. So proud to be part of UVA and UVA Athletic Department. And great things happening, and I don't think I've ever had this much fun, to be quite honest with you, Frank. It's been amazing, and I'm going to soak every minute in because they are a great team. They do things the right way, and, you know, as a coach, you go through, you know, peaks and valleys like everything else. You know, some things are a little bit easier at certain times and so on, but right now I'm enjoying it, and I'm going to enjoy every minute.
Yeah, and, you know, right now your buddy O'Connor's on your tail. He's got that national championship, so you're only one ahead.
No.
He's got a lot of work to do.
O'Connor has a lot of work to do. I know he gets a lot of credit, but he is. If you want, I do have a report card that I can send into the show at the end of the time here. I mean, between coach years and ACC titles, semifinal appearance, I mean, he gets a ring for making the College World Series. We wouldn't even consider such a thing. We got to win the thing. So this is comparing apples and oranges to a different level.
So we're speaking with Brian Boland. Brian, are you in Charlottesville right now?
I am, actually, yes.
He's apparently not at Brian O'Connor's house, though.
Well, he probably is. He's probably teasing the heck out of him.
Yeah, you know, I can see his house. He moved out of it. And that's why I was claiming they lost 20-some games. And then, of course, he won the World Series. No, on a very serious note, I will say this, and I want to say this while I can. Speaking of O'Connor and the rest of the coaching staff here at UVA, and I speak for all of them, I mean, one of the greatest parts about working here, without question, is the high quality of the coaches and how much they help each other, support each other, work together, and make each other better day in and day out. And that starts with Tony Bennett and Mike London and, of course, Brian O'Connor. Those guys are the best in the business, in my opinion, in terms of representing college athletics in all the right ways. The face of our program, and they do it the right way. And I just hope, and I know I've heard some of the other callers and this and that, but you know, while Mike London is coaching this year, I hope if you're a true Wahoo fan that you get behind him and the team. There's a lot of football to be played. He's a wonderful man, and they have some great knowledge on that staff. And I think everybody who's a true blue Wahoo fan needs to get on board and support them to the very last down, because there's a lot of football left. And anyone who knows the man and the coach that like I do in Mike London, he's pure quality, and I'm just hoping for the best. I really, really am. And I'm fully behind him, as I know Tony is and Brian and every other coach in this department. There's a lot of great things happening at UVA and UVA Athletics, and I'm honestly so proud to be part of it. It's never been more exciting.
Brian, we really appreciate what you had to say. And, yeah, Mike London, I'm proud to say. I always say I'm an FLM. I'm a friend of Mike, and I'm also a believer in Mike London.
Thank you.
So appreciate what you're saying. And I've been around the Virginia Athletic Department for about 40 years, and you're right. The camaraderie among the coaches is probably better than it's ever been.
The best.
And the quality of the coaches is better than it's ever been. And you see that in the results of all the various sports. But at any rate, we thank you for a couple minutes. Clearly, we're going to have you back on as the year progresses. But congratulations on all your past accomplishments. But the thing I find really great about you is your passion for the future. You're not resting on your laurels. You're out there to try to win another ACC and national championship, and that's terrific.
Absolutely. Thank you, and proud to be a Wahoo and looking forward to the upcoming year. So thanks for having me. I know that you've got a lot more to talk about than tennis right now, but hopefully we'll be back in the spring and talk some more. Thank you.
We can't wait. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, we're headed to break here. On the other side, we've got none other than my former UVA classmate, Jeff Lamp. So stay with Who's Talking. It's going to be a lot of fun in just a few more minutes.